Good evening, everyone. My topic is horror tonight. I was going to do this tomorrow, but I'm going to be staying up all night to finish the deadline, so I wanted to do something to energize myself. But yeah, the topic is horror, and that came from the lovely and talented Rachel Deering, who is a big horror fan, werewolf fan, me too. And she has a horror book on Kickstarter right now that's up over 6,000 already, with 11 days to go. So go track down Rachel Deering. Anyway, so horror. A lot of people probably don't realize that I'm a huge horror fan, just based off my personality and whatever. But yeah, it's kind of been the defining moment, or the defining genre of my life, actually. When I was about 4 years old, I saw Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time. Somehow got left unattended and was in front of the TV in the middle of the night and watched the whole thing. And that night I had a nightmare, my first one. And I was, it's funny because I was putting, you know, my young child ideas into it. So it was actually The Princess and the Pea was sort of the framework for the story. So these mattresses were multiplying and pushing me up into the ceiling while Freddy Krueger was slashing at them and coming to get me. And that was the start of a few years of nightmares, like every night, of Freddy Krueger murdering my family and just all kinds of horrible things. But it also completely sparked my interest for horror and just everything about it, the colors and the sounds and just the fascination with monsters and death and all that stuff, which sounds a lot more morbid than who I am as a person, but that is what I'm into. And that, you know, that did translate into me being into werewolf movies. You know, I liked all versions of it. I loved Halloween. I liked Teen Wolf. I liked American Werewolf in London, which I watched that a bunch. And I would actually look down at my hands and my imagination was strong enough. I could see them stretching out like they do in the movie, and imagine myself turning into a werewolf, which sounds awesome. I still do that. What? That's not, what are we gonna do about it? But yeah, just a lot of experiences with horror, just kind of shaping how I saw everything. I had cable for a short time when I was a kid, and I stayed up watching USA Up All Night and all those cheesy horror movies. Toxic Avenger and things like that, you know. Tales from the Dark Side, Tales from the Crypt, Alfred Hitchcock, all that stuff. But yeah, so I used to watch, I would go rent horror movies and like 10 at a time, watch them all, take them back, get more all summer long. So it's just been a lot of horror my whole life, and all of my early memories are that, like, even watching Bambi in theaters for the first time, first movie I ever saw, and it opens on, you know, kind of a really dark scene, lots of silhouettes and dark colors, and you know, and the death of Bambi's mother, all that stuff. Music, even I can remember being afraid of a Milli Vanilli song, of all things. Something about it sounded creepy, and I was sleeping outside and imagining werewolves being outside. It was dark, and the song was playing somewhere. That's a weird story. And yeah, there you go. So there's some of my experiences with horror, and if that makes any sense. But yeah. So I'm getting rained on right now, and I'm about to run out of time. But I thought I would share some of that, and have a good evening, everybody. Good morning, whatever it is. Bye-bye.